It's time for Good Health, an opportunity to hear from our local healthcare community about the most current medical topics and how they relate to your healthy lifestyle. Good Health is brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. Now let's welcome our host, Nick Bayerano.
Welcome to Good Health, sponsored by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. I am your host, Nick Bayerano. Joining me on the show today is Jenny Loftmiller, artist, wife, mother, and advocate of gratitude. If you have any questions for Jenny, give us a call at 541-567-6500. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nick. It's good to be here.
Great. We're glad to have you. Since I've had an opportunity to get to know you, you seem to be this happy, energetic, bubbly woman. But in 2016, I understand you were going through a rough time. What was going on in your life?
Well, it felt like everything in my life just fell apart. All the foundations just started to crumble, and I felt incredibly empty and dark, and it was just, it was a scary place to be, and I was extremely, it was painful, and not a place that I ever want to go back to.
So you were experiencing some depression?
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay.
Yes, for sure.
Well, one thing I wanted to share just with our listeners, too, according to a 2018 study conducted by the Oregon Health Authority titled the Oregon State Health Assessment, Oregon has one of the highest prevalence of mental illness among youth and young adults in the nation, which means we're actually seem to be pretty, you know, suffer from depression and anxiety in the state, which is pretty surprising. And I know we talked about that a little bit yesterday, too, and you found that to be surprising, too.
Yeah, it is. It is definitely surprising. I think depression is, I think it's often something that people don't talk about as much. And so it's, there's a lot of suffering in silence, and we don't know what's happening behind closed doors, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like it's pretty easy for people to, you know, mask their true feelings. But what helped turn your life around?
Well, I knew that I couldn't go on the way that I was feeling. I wasn't functional as a mother. I wasn't functional as a wife. I just wasn't functional as myself. And I decided to try out gratitude. And I began painting 100 paintings for 100 women as a way to express my gratitude for those women. And this was just, it was just a big, crazy idea, and I felt kind of uncomfortable with it. It was definitely way outside my comfort zone. But I knew that I was so far down in the pit that intuitively I knew that I just needed to do something kind of big to help balance that out and to try to pull me out of there. And so I turned to this project, and it was really miraculous, honestly. As I began to paint for those women and would spend time thinking about that person and why I was grateful for her, I mean, just memories of her, you know, it wasn't anything like super huge and profound, but just kindnesses that they had offered, or just a kind comment or whatever it was, that I would spend that time thinking about her. And I was occupying my mind with positive things and feeling grateful for those things. And it started to shift the way my brain worked. So rather than seeing the emptiness of my life, I started to see all the places where it was full. And the more I practiced doing that, the more I realized that actually my life was incredibly full. And there wasn't a shift that happened in my life. It was just a shift that happened in my mind. And that made all the difference. It changed everything for me. And I live in a place of joy now. And It's unbelievable.
That is incredible. So obviously these 100 women have significant meaning to you. I know it's hard for our listeners to actually visualize over the air, but could you share with our listeners a person, or a woman actually, that you dedicated one of your pieces of artwork to?
Sure. You know, some of the women were people that I knew really, really deeply, you know, like my daughter or my mom. But some of the women were people that, like, I barely even knew, or that I didn't even know at all. So one of those women, the only reason I knew her name is because she wore a name tag at the post office, Nira, and never had seen her outside of the post office. But whenever I would go to the post office, she was so friendly in a place that doesn't always have the reputation for being the greatest place to be. She would make it so much fun and talk with each person and really look at them. And I loved being in Nira's line. So I painted a heart for her.
That is incredible. So I know that you have descriptions for each of your pieces of artwork, too. Do you have a description that you could share with us about the artwork that you created for Mira?
Yeah, let me see here. We need to pull that up here. So I'm looking on my website. It's 100heartsproject.org, and I have all of the images of the hearts that I painted, plus it has the description that I wrote about each woman. And so you can go to that website and see all that.
So listeners can go there, and it's 100 Hearts, and that's 100 spelled out, correct?
Spelled out, mm-hmm.
Okay, 100heartsproject.com?
Mm-hmm. .org.
.org, sorry, 100heartsproject.org.
Okay, so here's Nira's description. She's number 98. Dear Nira, you bring such a bright light to a place that has a reputation for long, boring lines. I love how kind and patient you are. I've never seen you get frustrated, even when you could easily do so. You have a friendly comment for everyone, and there are a lot of everyone's. It makes me teary to think of all the lives in our community that you've touched with your optimism. Thank you. In gratitude, Jenny.
Awesome. That's incredible. So when you turn to gratitude, you know, you said it kind of turned your life around. What does gratitude mm-hmm. actually mean for you now?
Well, gratitude, I think it's undergone a shift. And when I first started thinking about gratitude, in my mind, I think it was more like the word thankful, where you just kind of say thanks for something, like, you know, it's nice and thank you. But gratitude is a recognition of this big, beautiful world that's outside of ourselves and that we get to experience. And gratitude, to me, it feels like this really deep connection to the world around me and the recognition that my life is much bigger than myself, that all the things that I come in contact with enrich me in some way. And it's this feeling of deep, deep connection with the world around me.
Hmm. And you obviously have been able to express that through your artwork. So how would you describe your artwork to our listeners? Because I know it's more than just painting, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my artwork, just in general, it's really, it's very bright, and I am drawn to bold colors and textures. It's very different. Like, each painting is quite different. I've had many people comment that they're surprised that it's just one artist that has created all this body of work, because each one is quite different from the other. And I think that's a reflection of the women as I was painting for them, I would have images come to my mind that were specific to that woman. And so, of course, the artwork is going to be different for each person because it's for some unique person. Mm. So the paintings themselves, they are acrylic, and I also moved into mixed media. So towards the end, there's all kinds of things. I knit like an anatomical heart for one of them and mounted it into this kind of recessed alcove in the painting.
Cool.
Some of them, they've got buttons all over them or metal bits that are kind of wired down to it. So it's really, there's a wide variety of artwork in this collection.
That's incredible. And I know we're going to actually be showing the artwork at an exhibit on March 12th at the Good Shepherd Women's Center. And mm-hmm. We're encouraging anybody in our community that is interested in coming and seeing the artwork to come. And it'll be from 5 to 7 that evening. And you will be there as well, which is pretty incredible, and
yes,
you'll be able to interact and share a little bit more about your experience.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome. So another question I do have for you is if there's a woman or a listener listening to the show today and is experiencing some of the things that you had talked about being, you know, in a deep, dark place in their current state of mind, you know, what would you do to encourage them? What words of advice would you give them?
Well, I have a technique that I use when I'm in kind of crisis mode that helps me kind of bump me into a different mindset. So this is kind of my emergency use only. Well, not only, I shouldn't say that. This is my emergency use procedure. So I take a deep breath and I think about my toes and why I'm grateful for my toes. And I think about my heels and why I'm grateful for my heels. And then I move into my ankles and think about my ankles. Why am I grateful for my ankles? And I just move my way up my body until I can feel myself start to relax. It's a little reset that honestly works wonders for just changing that, the self-absorption that is depression, into recognizing that there are other things that are happening that we can feel grateful for, even in the darkest moments. So that's like that's an emergency kind of process. But I really, 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 much larger than that, I really encourage people to start their own 100 Hearts project. And it does not have to be as massive as painting 100 paintings, and it does not have to be just for women. It's simply 100 acts of gratitude for 100 people. And the reason that it's so powerful is that it's 100 acts. It takes some time, and it takes time to rewire your brain, and 100 will give you that time. Also, expressing your gratitude to another person, I don't know what it is, but there is some sort of extra magic that happens as we connect with other people through gratitude. It is very healing and very powerful. So these acts of gratitude, I mean, they can be just a simple note to somebody. It could be a plate of cookies with a little note about why you're grateful for that person. It could be an act of kindness, but the important thing is to express your gratitude to 100 people. And for anybody who's thinking about this, saying like, oh my gosh, 100, like I don't even know if I know 100 people. Another magic of gratitude is that you start to see all of the different people in your life that affect you. And there are many, many, many. You may not know their name. You may not even know them. It could be an author that moves you, or one of my hearts is for Ellen DeGeneres, who is, I don't know her. Will I ever know her? I hope. I would love to meet her someday, but probably not. But she still has affected my life with her humor and grace and generosity. So there are people that touch us that we can express our gratitude, and we don't necessarily, they don't need to be part of our actual circle that we know.
That's incredible. That's actually really good to think about. And like you shared with the painting and the description that you read, you didn't really have a relationship with that woman that worked at the post office, but mm-hmm. you know, you stood in her line. She was pleasant. She was always kind to you and kind to others. So it just, mm-hmm. you know, that is really, really deep and something that I think all of us can actually take away is, you know, we don't have to necessarily know the individual, but, you know, to be more observant of the people around us and how they make a more of an intangible impact on our life every day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's incredible. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is, so how did you actually get into painting? Were you always a painter or an artist,
no.
I should say?
I've always loved art, and even as a very young child, I loved to paint and draw. I think like most children, honestly, and that passion continued. I was a very reluctant artist, though, and the thought when I decided to paint these paintings, I had a major anxiety attack thinking about people actually seeing artwork that I had done. That was just horrifying to me. But I knew that I needed to kind of push past that fear and just jump in. But I'm not trained as an artist. I don't have professional training or, and honestly, I really hadn't painted much at all before I started this project. This was a complete leap of faith, both feet, totally in.
Wow. So how has this changed your life? Have you continued to work on additional pieces of art or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's continued in just remarkable ways. When I initially began the project, I was thinking it would just be between me and the women I was painting for. But then as I started to feel the transformation that was happening in my life, I knew that I needed to share this message of gratitude. And so I named the project the 100 Hearts Project and started sharing it and created some note cards that people could purchase and use as part of their own 100 Hearts Project, the 100 Hearts Project is not about purchasing anything. It's simply about gratitude. But I offered these note cards as a way for people to easily participate in the project. And those note cards, I've sold thousands of them. So knowing that just this one act, that is rippling out into the world, just in that one little way. I mean, there are many people who are participating in the 100 Hearts Project that has nothing to do with note cards, but that's one measurable way that I've seen the ripple of this project. It's also spawned the Million Hearts Project, which is the next gratitude project that I'm working on. So this is a nonprofit that we've formed, and it is a collaborative art and gratitude project where eventually we will have a million different people who participate, who each express gratitude for somebody in their life. And these expressions of gratitude, they include a little piece of art, and those pieces of art, which are hearts, they come together in a collection, and those collections will travel around the world in these installations of art and gratitude.
Incredible.
So that's another way that,
yeah.
this decision to move out of depression and heal from that place of sorrow and sadness, where it has come. And it is unbelievable to see this transformation. I couldn't have dreamed it in a million years.
That is really amazing. And, you know, the Million Hearts Project sounds like it's just something incredible as well. How are you kind of getting the word out about that project? And do you have people already signed up to participate? And are they painting hearts as well? Or are they? Okay.
Yeah, so we have about 500 hearts so far. I've done work in schools and just with individuals. And we're in the very beginning stages of it, so there's a lot of foundational work that we're doing right now. But if you're interested, you can go to millionheartsproject.org, and there's some information about the project. There is an opportunity there to become a founding member, which is being one of the first 100 of the hearts. We reserved the first 100 of the million hearts for our founders, and it's a way to financially support the project as we get going. So there's that opportunity there. There's also a contact form so you can get a hold of us at the project and talk about maybe bringing the Million Hearts Project into your school or into your workplace and bring that power of gratitude, that awareness of gratitude, to your place. So there's that opportunity there at the millionheartsproject.org.
And it just kind of sounds like that will be a project that will be ongoing for a while and won't
yes.
just be here in Oregon, but nationwide and potentially international.
Yes, and yeah, exactly. That is the dream. That is the dream. And we're working hard to make that happen. It's what the world needs right now.
Absolutely. Well, I understand you also have a special connection with the Good Shepherd's Women's Center. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So one of the hearts that I painted was for Nancy Red McCoy, who was my OBGYN. I used to live in Hermiston and had two of my children there. And she was just such a kind woman. Such a great doctor. I just enjoyed her professionalism, but also just her as a person. I really connected with her. So I painted a heart for her. And when I finished up the project, I was looking for her address to send her the invitation to the opening show for the project to let her know that I painted for her. And that's when I learned that she had actually passed away a couple years before. And I was, of course, saddened by the news, just to know that the world didn't have a Nancy in it anymore. And also that I wasn't able to tell her what I had done. So I also, as I was looking online, saw that the new Women's Center had been dedicated to her. And so I thought, well, maybe we could display the hearts at the Women's Center that's named in her honor. So I reached out to you and was welcomed with open arms to display all the hearts there. So it feels like this incredible full circle of sorts to bring the hearts to a place that really encapsulates this deep care of and for women. And it's what a neat turn of events.
Yeah, it just sounds, you know, pretty amazing. And in fact, this is where your family began too, correct?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yes. Yeah, it was my first and second child that was born.
Well, that is just wonderful. Well, Jenny, I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And for those of our listeners interested in learning more about gratitude and meeting Jenny in person, we would like to invite you to the 100 Hearts Project, the intersection between art and gratitude, at the Good Shepherd Women's Center on Tuesday, March 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. for an opportunity to see the 100 Hearts Project and to meet Jenny in person. For more information and to RSVP, call 541-667-3509.